Welcome to the Lambs to Lions podcast. Thank you for joining us. Whether you are exploring your faith in God or looking to grow deeper in your walk with Christ, you're going to be encouraged, challenged, and transformed by this teaching from God's Word.
So who here knows that my attitude is my responsibility?
Yeah.
And my response is my responsibility.
Yeah.
So us as men, you know we are the leaders of our household, so what we bring home ultimately is going to set the standard. So if you're coming home with a gnarly attitude, it's probably going to spread a little bit, but if you come home with an attitude of gratitude, that will also spread. All right, well, I want to start you guys off with a study done by the University of Miami. So they got a bunch of people together that had heart disease and high risk of heart issues. And they took half the group and kept a daily gratitude journal for 8 weeks, and then the other half, they didn't. And those keeping the gratitude journals had lower inflammation in their hearts. They reported better sleep quality, higher energy levels, and greater optimism. Their heart rate, their variability improved measurably and even healed faster.
Yeah.
So God made our bodies to operate best and healthiest when we're in gratitude. The wild thing is we can have an attitude of gratitude even when we're going through rough seas. There's a term that I love personally. It's called hold fast. And hold fast is meant to cling tightly to the ropes during storms or rough seas. It's a sailor term. And it was often tattooed on their knuckles as a reminder to never let go, no matter how fierce the waves. And if we're thinking biblically, in spiritual steadfastness, a couple of verses that stood out to me was Hebrews 10:23. It says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm.
Yeah.
For God can be trusted to keep his promise.
Yeah. Good.
The other one was Corinthians 15:58. Be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord. And for me, that stands true because if you look in your workplace, you often are working for your boss, but when you can shift your mindset from working for your boss to working for the Lord, it's way better.
Yeah.
It's so much better. So originally, just to sum it up, it meant don't let go of your post or duty when the storm hits. So when the storm hits, man, are you going to hold fast? Are you going to cling to what is good, true, and holy? Philippians 3:1. It said, whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. So I got three steps I'm going to go through with you guys today and that we can apply to help us keep an attitude of gratitude, even when life challenges come against us. So this is based out of Philippians 3 here. So the first one is rejoice in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When we get overwhelmed by the things of this world, things like debt or fear, anger, disappointment, traumas we might go through, struggles in family, it can swallow up the portion of our brains that's meant to be rejoicing to the Lord. I've found when I let the things of this world take over my mind, it shuts me down and I get really self-centered. And by self-centered, I mean all you're thinking about is the things you're going through versus how might I be able to help somebody else. Because God might be pulling you through something. He's never going to let you walk it alone, but he might be bringing you through something so that you can help somebody else. So in that, if I get to a place of being self-centered, it means I don't have an outward focus in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't have an outward focus, it takes my eyes off Jesus and it takes my eyes off the truth about who I am and the peace that I get to live in that was paid for with a price. That's an easy thing to forget when we're going through a hard time, is that there's been peace that has been purchased that we're allowed to live in. So if it's been purchased for us, we can live in it. Why are we ignoring it? We're allowed to live in peace. So I'm just going to give you guys that affirmation today. You're allowed to live in peace.
Amen.
So I've learned to rejoice, and it snaps you out of it. It gives you your strength back. It gets you refueled and rearmed. It gets you back in alignment with God. And I'll tell you this, 2025 has been incredible. It's had incredible moments and it's had incredible challenges. But through those moments where my guts maybe are turning or my heart's pounding, I knew to draw closer to God by rejoicing for all he has done for me and my family. And when I was struggling, I went to my pastor. I go to wise counsel when I'm struggling.
It's good.
So you go to God, the Bible, wise counsel. Just give it a go.
Yeah.
You know? Give it a go.
Love.
Here you go. Keep in mind not to just think it. Don't just think your rejoice. Use the power that God has given you and speak it.
Right.
Come on. Verbally rejoice to the Lord. It's as simple as when someone asks, like, the classic, "Hey man, how's it going?" You know? That's the classic line. And then this is where you get to catch them off guard and say, "Dude, so great. So good, man." And you know what? They're going to be like, "Oh, really? You're going to catch them off guard." And at least in my experience, they're either going to be offended or intrigued.
Yeah.
And quite often it's offended. Like, "Why are you doing better than me?" I'm not going to apologize for my joy. Either way, you just get to shed some light on their day. And even if your day started rough, you know, like maybe your day you were looking forward to your coffee and your Bible and somebody had all the cream and sugar the night before, you know, or maybe rent is due and money's tight or you're struggling to keep it all together. And this is where what I just said, you go to God, you go to the Bible, you go to a leader. Not just random friends and coworkers, because when you start venting to them, guess what? Offense attracts offense.
Yeah.
Anger attracts anger. So if you're getting all these different mixed emotions going on, you're going to find somebody with that same emotion. And guess what? You guys are going to bond over that a little bit. And it's not a healthy bond. I'd call it a bondage.
Yeah.
Okay. So be careful with that. It's not in my notes. So take that. A bad moment does not need to equal to a bad day. The choice is yours. See, we have the ability to change the narrative in our minds, because if we auto reply to, "Hey, how's it going?" with, "Eh," or "It's all right," or "Meh," it changes everything from our mentality to our posture. I'll tell you, like, I worked retail for a season, and this dude walked in, and he's walking in like this, and I'm like, "Hey, man, how's it going?"
"Yeah, just crappy."
Use other language, right? But you could tell he was believing what he was spewing because it was in his posture.
Right. Yeah.
So if you have a victim mentality, it's going to lead to a victim posture.
Yeah.
Positivity, gratefulness, and forgiveness results in quicker healing of the heart, mind, and your body. So step two, know the value of your relationship with Christ. Philippians 3:8. It's in your notes, eh? Coach, yes. Do you mind reading that?
Yeah. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all garbage.
So I find it interesting how easy it is to play the lottery, like going and buying those tickets and stuff. And you're like, "Man, I can't wait to be wealthy. I'm going to keep wasting all these dollars that I could have been saving, and then I'd be rich years down." Anyways, Paul said it right there. We're like, we've already won the lottery, man.
Yeah.
We have gained infinite value in our lives.
Come on, let's go.
So I'm not saying, you know, like, throw everything out of your house and all the trash, but maybe there's a few things you need to get free of and toss out.
Come on.
Excuse me. God makes it clear in our convictions. Convictions is different than condemnation, just to be clear.
Right.
God has convictions, places. This is a part of how he refines us. So when we have those convictions, it typically means that something needs to shift in our lives. Mm-hmm. And he's put great pastors, great coaches all around for wise counsel for us. And don't be afraid to use that tool. Going for help doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you're smarter than you were yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. So ask yourself, what am I willing to sacrifice to get closer to the Lord? And I've noticed, this is my personal experience, just to be clear, the bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the battle, the bigger the blessing, the bigger the growth, the bigger the opportunities. Because when I sacrifice, it's challenging, but I'm pressing in. And when I do that, I become more of a threat to the enemy. So he's going to try and distract me. He's going to try and trip you up. And I'm fighting, and I'm going to war, and God sees that, he hears it, and he feels it, so he's going to know, like, "Oh, dude, thank you so much for stepping out for me. I'm going to bless you here." So I see what you're doing, son. And when I'm in a wake of blessing, I know that I've just passed a test, which means I've grown. And when I've grown, I can take on more things for the kingdom of God. Amen. The more we get to know Jesus, the more he refines us. It's not a one day or a 1 week deal. It's a lifetime and then some.
Yeah.
We don't become marathon runners overnight, right, Coach James?
That's right.
Yeah. It's an impressive man right there. It takes discipline and focus. Yeah. If we can get those two things down in our relationship with Jesus, we won't be able to help but know him more and become more like him. You can do healthy habit things like read a verse a day, say a prayer, armor yourself up, but pray at least for one other person. Have some outward focused prayers, not just inward.
That's right.
Last step, look forward. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. If I could get Coach James to read that. Should be just under step three there.
Yeah. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is called.
Amazing. So to that I say, look forward to something. Look forward to something. I'm looking forward to all the apple pies and like garlic mashed potatoes coming this Thanksgiving. Come on. Set future goals for yourself. Make a dream board with pictures. Where do you want to be in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years? Like, where do you want to be? Set a vision so that it's clear and plain. The structure you want in your home can be on that board too. The car or the house you want, even the relationship you want with Jesus. We need to be in the moment, yes, but we still need to have a vision. Proverbs 29:18 talks about without a vision, we perish. So we want to be very clear to have vision in our personal life, in our family life, and obviously our walk with God. So we need to move. We can't just stay in one spot and hope everything's going to change. Doing the same thing, expecting different results is the definition of insanity, right? So we need to take a step and be bold. Take a chance on God. If you're going to take a chance on something, don't let it be the lottery. Just take a chance on God.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. If time is the most valuable thing we have and it's non-refundable, we should be giving that time to God and his bride, the church. We will experience change, blessing, gratefulness, all those things that you have longed for when you get around the leaders of this house and press into what God has called you to do. Look forward to taking a chance on Jesus. So once again, what are the three steps to take this week to keep our hearts and minds grateful and set on Jesus, even through the storm? So step one, rejoice in the Lord. Step two, know the value of your relationship with Christ. And step three, look forward. So my takeaway for you guys today is change the narrative in your mind. Live in the joy and gratefulness our bodies need. If Paul can do it from prison, we can do it from home.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to just ask everybody to bow their heads right now. I want to give you an opportunity to have a relationship with Jesus and receive that gratefulness and that joy. And it's super simple. So you just repeat after me. Dear Lord,
I admit
that I've sinned. And I believe that you died on the cross. And rose 3 days later. And today, right here, right now,
I choose
to follow you. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today, and thank you for continuing to partner with us and for giving so generously to this ministry. If you would like to find out more about how you can partner with us, visit our website at www.wherepeoplematter.church and click the giving link. And don't forget to subscribe and share this with your friends. See you next time.